Hey Bulldogs, welcome to Career Chat. This is your host, Janiyah. Here at DeSales, I'm a part of the class of 2025 and I'm a career ambassador. Get ready to hear from our professional staff, career ambassadors, members of the DeSales community, and of course, some very special guests. I am very excited to host this podcast and help you explore your interests and develop your skills for a wonderful career path. Now let's begin with this week's episode.
Thank you for coming back to listen to yet another episode of Career Chat. Today, I am here with Andre Morales. Andre is a development specialist who I was able to meet during the Friends of Pete event that was held at DeSales University. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Pleasure is mine.
So, can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I am 35 years old, 36 actually. I think I might have even had a birthday since I met you. So, for the confusion there. Working my way backwards. So I got into this field 4-ish years ago and was blessed to, you know, have this ability to surround myself with the people that know what they're doing and that I can learn from. But that doesn't always mean they're ready to teach. So I've always kind of been that self-taught kind of person. So being in this industry, being able to having the skill of self-navigating. So before I even got into this field, I was an owner operator of a sports strength and conditioning facility and sports performance. So that was 7-8 years of being an owner operator. And again, just what works, keep it, grow it. What doesn't work? What are the goods? What are the bads? And just, you know, it's hard to develop with any real speed or momentum when you are learning on the job, right? Before that, I thought I was going to be a teacher, so I substitute taught for 2.5 years because there was a hiring freeze after I left grad school, and I was a licensed teacher. I have a master's degree from Bloomsbury University, and before that, I was undergrad at Rutgers University, and I'm originally from New York City, but I call Bethlehem, Pennsylvania home because that's where I grew up and did majority of like grade school.
That's really nice. That's an eventful academic life.
Oh, yeah. There's some things in there that I skipped over. You know, the School of the Hard Knocks, that's just my first degree.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's in the mail still. You don't get they don't frame it up for you.
Yeah. So on to what we're speaking about today, how do you feel your college experience was different than others since you were a first-generation student?
So, you know, like I said, and it just came to me now, tying all this stuff into the notes about the questions you sent earlier, like that self-navigation, that blessing, having that was like the saving grace, is the knowing, is the calling, is the juju, is the universe, is whatever version of, you know, gut instinct that allowed me to navigate through being first generation, because the tracks have not been laid yet. How do we know where to put them?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, so you can, it's tough when you're the one putting the tracks down, but you got to have that spirit. I've never even called it before self-navigation, but it's what came up. So that's what it'll be. So just that ability to navigate and understanding that, like, hey, somebody else is coming down these tracks. So, like, put them down good. You know, don't miss. I'm not even sure how to put tracks down, but like the nails, the railroad ties, you know, like, don't skip one of those. And that be the one that'll trip up your child or your great grandchild or your great great grandchild. So, like,
yeah,
even though you're learning it, learn it and do it to the best of your ability so that you're confident when it's time to have somebody else come behind you.
Was there any specific aspect of your college experience that was especially challenging, or would you say like all of it, like all the way from applying and doing financial aid all the way to graduating, was just like different and challenging altogether?
Yes. everything is a challenge, right? But what's your mentality towards challenges? You know, you get a different perspective when there's nothing to lose, when no one else has done it. There's no family pressure. We didn't all go to Harvard. We don't bleed any color of like mascot or tradition, right? So that's a blessing that I didn't have that. So you're the first one to do it. You have to pick the people that you want to listen to, and you have to keep that goal in the front of your mind. And does this, does that, does he, she, they, them, like, does do the organization, does the vehicle I drive, right? Anything, does it help serve the purpose of being first generation? It's weird to say fortunate to be the first and start at the bottom on top of like having a single parent and, you know, below the poverty line and all of those things. But there were opportunities because of those things. So Upper Bound was my first introduction to the term first generation college student. It was at East Charlesburg University. I think Trio is like the larger nonprofit. Every couple of years, I have to like, I get like a Facebook message from my advisors. Hey, funding, where you at? What you doing? What are we bragging about you in this like last 3, 4 years, right? And I got interviewed and got involved in that in 8th grade. Even before that, my guidance counselors knew I wanted to go to college, and there was like at DeSales, there was Hispanic Initiative Week. It was like a $5 for the week summer camp, and I'm like, what? $5 for sure. Like, so I guess like my first overnight on campus with three years of it, so like maybe 6th grade. And you know, DeSales was miles from like Southside Bethlehem, where I grew up. So just having the discernment, which I still have, right? Like, what we're talking about doesn't matter. Yes, great, let's continue. No, hey, have a great time. And you know what I mean, you gotta keep it moving, bow out gracefully. So like FAFSA, essays, these things were like, I was able to curb those challenges by getting involved in these programs and being around people with, like, you know, they were in the business of creating these success stories like us. And I was in the business of finding more and more people like them, right? Every opportunity I can. And I think that was great when I met you and we spoke on this journey, because it doesn't stop, right? And then different challenges come up. So, you know, everyone's going to expect you to get to a point, and then once you start passing them, some new feelings start coming in and some new things to navigate. Like I said, I'm 36, I have 3 daughters, divorced, but just unwavering from my ability to, does this serve me? Yes or no? And people that think they should be serving you or that you should be grateful, you know, they might not check in and on themselves or with you. So just like the amount of self-care and awareness, you know, being able to self-navigate is crucial so that you could either get in front of or get with the right people to keep you on that journey, to help you navigate and put the tracks down for others to follow.
That was very well said.
I told you today was the day. I told you today was the
You
day.
definitely
If there's going to
did.
be a day, today is that one, and we cannot miss.
So, of those like programs and opportunities and organizations you like found or heard of, how did you learn about those? Did people reach out to you, or was it something where you had to seek it yourself, or is it just more about the people you know?
Obviously, networking. We met at a networking
Yeah, of course.
event. And then on top of that, and this just came to me, right? Maybe it's something you were able to recognize in me, and I was able to recognize in you. But when the idea came up, we were both willing to sacrifice whatever amount of time or headache to make this thing happen, this podcast. So, yes, the people I know, but knowing myself enough and being able to gauge the other person enough to, hey, are we going to actually sacrifice and make this thing happen? Because Right. This is our fourth attempt and we finally got it right. What, you know, like I said, I had a birthday since I met you, and I'm almost positive that's exactly what happened. So, like the willingness to commit and sacrifice. Like, it's beautiful today. It's one of the best. It's Wednesday. Like, there's outside stuff I could do.
No
What?
rain,
Right? Like,
sunny.
it was rain. It rained all last week and the week before. So, but, you know, so yes, the people I know, but how you show up in those spaces, how you show up at the networking event as a student, as a professional, even as a middle schooler, when they started bringing these opportunities to me, and showing up and being able and ready to go and sacrifice is now, as I recollect, is one of the best things that we can do. Is like, hey, I'm okay to look silly. Maybe we laid the tracks down in the wrong direction. Well, whatever, we got to pick them back up and correct. So, just being in those spaces in my networking groups ever since middle school, because there was friends I lost between middle school and high school. Those are sacrifices. All right, being divorced, relationship, that's a sacrifice that, you know, that's a change. It's being able to show up and know what you know and continue to self-navigate and put some tracks down.
So for the whole first generation, being first generation student, I myself am one. What sparked
Congrats.
What sparked your interest in speaking about this? What made you say, yeah, I'll talk about this topic?
Oof. I think the day that you caught me, obviously, right? I was just in a mode. It's another Wednesday. Maybe Wednesdays are my days.
Probably.
Right? All the meetings need to be on Wednesdays from now till forever. But how can I deny what I know? Like, if I'm gonna serve, if I'm gonna keep going, I'm gonna need some energy. If I'm gonna get some energy, I usually get it from other people like me. So it was, wow, this is a demographic that I, you know, I'm not gonna say I'm an expert on it, but I am deeply embedded in and continue to be. So it was teed up for me to be here. Thank you for that.
Of course. What are some resources you'd recommend to the first generation students out there that feel a little lost in their college life?
Like I said, I've always been able to find some winners. I don't care if they are younger than you, older than you by a minute or a day, or, you know, an alumni or a freshman and you're a senior. If they're doing it and you see that style and you admire it or something is drawing you, and again, your discernment, if it serves you to investigate it, just have as little humility as you can and just say, hey, that's awesome. How do I do that? And it's not always going to work out. Like I said, like in this industry, I've found the people to model after and try to learn as much as I can from them. But that doesn't mean they equally want to teach me. So there's going to be mistakes. And there's going to be times this probably as much of like what I'm going to get that'll help. And it doesn't mean, hey, now be a jerk to anybody. But hey, I might have to invest more time elsewhere. So yeah, and you keep it casual, you keep it friendly. But in terms of resources, like as you learn and grow with the people around you, they'll point you to them. They'd have to probably try hard to hide it. And you know, hopefully you're not around people that want to hide stuff from you anyway. So just getting with the people that are doing it like you. I have like a list of books I could probably compile, right? And as a follow-up, that's no problem. But really, it always started with, hey, I like what you do. Can you show me something? Can you show me like anything more? Like, when are you free? How can I tag along? And then just trial and error, throughout trial and error, you'll get to the resources. You'll try to understand what they're reading, why they do what they do, how they got there, and the resources will be like plentiful then. And you just, you keep putting down the next accomplishment at a time.
So then, speaking of those resources, how did you use your career center during college to help guide you?
Weekly. I would say I used it weekly. The game inside of college is, especially if you're first generation, right? This is probably the best tip. They can't fail you if you're at every office hour, because that means we failed. You and me, professor. I was in there the whole semester for the whole 2 hours in all your office hours, right? And a C minus or a B minus, whatever the passing is, like plus one, like whatever failing is plus one, so you pass, that's all you need. Whatever it takes to get that plus one, go right to the source. Get to know the people that are grading you. Get to know the people that are going to be hiring you. So my master's is curriculum and instruction, right? So I can map processes fairly easy, and I can adjust to move within those processes. So more of like a backwards design guy. So I'll start where I'm at and find and get to the source that way. So yeah, that's how I use my career center and my academic advisor, Derek Brown, D Nice. I could probably text him today, and like, and that was our relationship. The Dr. Luis Barnett, I think it was my junior seminar, and woof, those were some hard times in those office hours in that little room with the no window, right? And just cinder block walls. And oh, you really had to hone in and just pay your dues.
Yeah.
And I got that like solid C. I got up out of there and never looked back, right? But down the road, I end up like, hey, can you come back to this event? Can you speak at this little thing? Can you? Oh my God, of course, right? Like I paid all the time in, and here are some dividends from it. So the tenacity it takes, and especially if you're a first generation person and you feel like you might be coming from the bottom upwards, like what's behind you, it's still right there.
Yeah.
There's so little to fret because there's so little to lose. You're not gonna let the family legacy down. All right. You're gonna build it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a skyscraper.
Yeah. That's all the questions I have.
Yeah, so I guess like in closing, I would just add, like, especially with all the train track talk, you got to understand that you're putting the tracks down, but you're also the train, and it doesn't mean you can't connect into other railways and pathways, right?
Yeah.
So like it's easier now when you're in college and you have all these systems and you have all these pathways, right? You get to high school, and I was the first to graduate high school, like first gen high school grad. So for 4 years, I knew that I was riding that rail system, right? And as you start to pick up accomplishments, understand what's like the good fuel and like the false fuel, the stuff that doesn't last, because you might get some momentum, you might be moving too fast, and you don't want to crash out, right? You don't want that momentum to take you off the rails.
Yeah.
You get into college and you get into grad school, and now you're hunting down professions. Now the train slows down, and now you're back to putting some tracks down or connecting information to the next rail system that you want to get going with, or a relationship or friendships. And you might be successful at these levels in the beginning, and just understanding that the momentum and some of these things might not be the best for you. Like, don't be afraid to slow the train down and just check back in with like what goals you have and what speed you're moving at.
Yeah.
And always just like, mentally, emotionally, just check in on like the anchors, what anchors you to whatever you're up to, whether because you might have to, like I said, those office hours, that was unenjoyable work, right? And we're gonna have those jobs that are unenjoyable. But how long does the train got to be on these tracks before we can get moving? And understanding that, a track or two might loop you back south when you're trying to get north. And but knowing that the power is in you to take it where it needs to go, whether you have to speak up or speak out, or just take a break, or you might even need the power to get that thing going uphill. So just not constantly, but once a week, take the time for you. Remember where you came from, where you're going, and the process of putting the tracks down and also being the train that's got to get it all moving. It's in you, and it'll come out in different ways. And you want to try to keep it in the best direction possible, but stuff will happen, and you just got to keep chugging along, And when you start looking back, you're like, wow, like what a journey. So, everyone out there that's first generation anything, understanding that sometimes you have to clear the forest. You might got to shovel the snow up out of there. There's things you might have to get rid of. There's things you might have to add to level out a bridge or something, you might have to bridge a gap before you even put the tracks down. So knowing that if you really feel like you're going where you're supposed to be going, keep that thing up and don't take any no's and don't take any false fuel with you so that you can have the most enjoyable ride as possible. And or the people coming behind you can have some perspective as well. But this has been a blast, and I hope everyone comes to listen to it. And thank you so much for having me today.
Of course, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Career Chat. Be sure to follow the DeSales Career Development Center on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat so you can be kept up to date about all of the things that we have in store, including new episodes of this podcast. I look forward to seeing you in the Career Development Center.